yeah, we're very happy with our progress, but it's great to see, watching the minor game earlier is really, really good to see the girls getting into the quarterfinals, and obviously with Oula playing this weekend, everyone involved in us just wish them the best luck. Unbelievable achievement what they've done over the last 2 years, so hopefully they can finish the job now this weekend.
And it's brilliant to see, because we know that success kind of begets success, and you go back to the Premier Junior side last year winning their All-Ireland final, and then Oulart get their All-Ireland win as well, and you know, you can see that there's an enthusiasm about Wexford Camogie that there hasn't really been for that last couple of years, and we're starting to see that in our senior team now too.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose people create narratives in sport, and there's this perception that there's a glass ceiling and only certain teams can win certain competitions, and I suppose once you get a bit of success in your area, in your community, then I think it grows a bit of confidence, and yeah, hopefully the confidence that the other groups that like, let's say for example the intermediate group last year winning the Junior All-Ireland, a lot of them have come through to the senior panel this year, so look, it's all development for the whole of Wexford Camogie, so it's all positive so far.
And speak to us a bit more about yesterday's game. Meath were the opponents that came down and really kind of had the better of the opening exchanges there, playing with the wind, but getting in at half-time, 6 points down. What do you say to the girls then?
Look, it's just a bit messy, a bit chaotic. We've been working on a lot of different things over the last 2 months, and you know, when you're trying to put it all into practice, sometimes it's just not durable yet. It just needs time. So we kind of just drifted right back to the basics and just focused on the important things in the game, just winning the ball, playing with your teammates, simple as that really. And yeah, players just took personal responsibility then in the second half, and yeah, just dug it out, we just said, just step by step, keep chipping away, and just follow that step by step guide, and we'll be fine.
Going in there with those two wins, was yesterday an opportunity then for your girls to kind of experiment with a few other things that you might use in the championship down the line, and then when you went into that second half you kind of got back to basics then really?
Yeah, well, we've been trying to layer some concepts over the last 6 weeks, 6 weeks to 8 weeks or so, and it just takes time. We're not expecting it to be perfect. The girls have been absolutely brilliant, so receptive, and just really trying to I suppose apply them on the field, but yeah, the Meath were very good. They threw some different stuff at us, and it just took a little bit of time to adapt to it and just get our structure. We're just a little bit chaotic in the first half and maybe a little bit of panic, but once we just cleared our head and just got back to the simple things, all the other stuff that we worked on then started falling into place.
And tell us a bit more about Akira O'Connor. Obviously, she's a captain this year, and she also captained the DCU side to the Ashburn Cup earlier in the season as well. So she's certainly on a great run of form, and you know that really showed with 1-2 from Freeze there yesterday.
Yeah, look, Kira's been outstanding. It's Sarah that's our captain this year,
yes.
But Kira captained the DCU Ashburn Cup team last weekend, and she's been outstanding for Wexford since she's broke onto the senior team as a teenager when she was 16, and I suppose she's really starting to put her personality on her performances now as well, and starting to dominate some games, which I suppose is what we expect from her. So yeah, it's not surprising, but yeah, we're delighted with her, and hopefully she'll continue that form going forward.
And as we mentioned, the Oulart team, obviously they're getting ready for another All-Ireland final, and you know, your girls are getting 3 wins out of 3 in a very tough division without, you know, some brilliant players still to come in. Will it be an opportunity for some of those Oulart girls to come back in maybe later on in the year when their club commitments are finished?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the Oulart girls have finished playing at Wexford for a little while now, so we don't actually have a huge amount coming back in. I think between the two teams there's 6 or 7, but yeah, look, we've been talking to a couple of those girls, and we're really excited to get them back in with both the senior and the intermediate groups. So yeah, just leaving them, I suppose, trying to completely detach from them over the first couple of months, just a couple of phone calls, just check-ins really, but we've been completely leaving them off at the club, and that's their priority, and yeah, look, we'll get a little bit of a break down the line where they can have a bit of a mental refresh, but we're looking forward to getting them back in as well after club finishes.
We've a good bit of a break now before your next game against Kildare. So what's the plan for the next couple of weeks? Is it just to kind of keep training up at a high level now, or do you give the girls a bit of a break, or what's the plans now for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, well, I suppose the main thing for us in the early stages was just managing the players, particularly we've got quite a lot of girls still in college. So we were just trying not to overload them and not pick up too many injuries in the early stages. So it was just getting them up to a point in which they're fit enough to compete in the games without breaking them down. Now I suppose we do have an opportunity to get a bit of a heavier block in over the next month. But at the same time, look, we'll do next weekend. I think it'll be a bit of a lighter weekend. I think Louise O'Leary's hen night is that weekend. So they'll have a couple of girls will get a bit of a breakaway. So, yeah, it'll be a nice freshen up for them. And, yeah, then we'll go back into some kind of heavy work then before our last league fixture. Hopefully get a challenge match in between.
And just finally, obviously this weekend we saw 90% of the delegates at the GAA Congress vote to prioritise the integration with the LGFA and the Camogie Association. Are you in favour of this? Does it make more sense to have everything under the one umbrella?
Absolutely. Look, from just the practical side of things, preparing a female sports team is very difficult in Ireland. I've been involved in female sport now for the last 5 years, 6 years or so, and just the resources aren't there. And we've been so grateful to businesses and individuals around Wexford for helping us out, and just fundraising activities that the girls have undertaken themselves and the efforts they've put into that. But the reality is that this week coming, we're still looking for a pitch to train on. We've previously had to go to soccer AstroTurfs up in places outside the county, and that's the reality of female sport in the country at the moment. So I think sooner there's more resources and funding put towards it, and if that means that it's all under one organisation and the structure streamlined, I think it would be hugely positive, and it could lead to some exponential growth in female sport in the country, because they're not treated like second class citizens then, which is often the case.